Those resolutions, oh boy, so much to live up to. You know, the number one New Year's resolution is losing weight and get in better shape, eat better. Yeah, the neurovegetative habits, and really important you do that. And I encourage you, I think New Year's resolutions are great because it speaks to the capacity for we human beings to change. But something else I would love to stick in everyone's stocking, I can't give the gift unless I pray for it. But it's the gift of the power of Jesus Christ. Remember, he said when he walked on water, you can do this and more. Turning stone into bread, water into wine. Yeah, that'd come in handy, wouldn't it? Particularly on New Year's Eve. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you have set your resolutions. I wish you the best for your personal success. Let's hope we can do the same thing for taking our country back. And you are listening to, obviously, the Common Sense Show. And this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, ex-combat Marine, ex-military contractor, and former DHS, and been at the border, done the wars with Antifa in the crazy Northwest. And he's kind of done it all. And so we combine our knowledge, abilities, talents, information, and we're trying to create a good roadmap for you to follow. And before we join Doug, got to take care of a little business first. One of my predictions is we're going to see more food shortages in the United States. How severe it's going to get, I think that's a real unknown. But listen, I'm telling you, folks, if you don't get the food, you're going to live to regret it. And do you think Biden's going to help you with what you've seen? What you've seen. You know, he pardoned six people that were over-sentenced for minor drug charges. I support that. I thought, that's the first damn thing he's done that actually helped an American. But aside from that, it's the Biden crime family. They're prostitutes that are running our government. So they're not going to help you. You need the food. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. You get 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality, 2,000 calories per day, and lots of diversity in the food. That's foodwithdave.com. Oh, did I mention $250 off the 3-month emergency kit? If you order in 3-month increments, you get the savings all the way through. So foodwithdave.com. Also, too, the grid, the grid, the grid, the grid. Doug has done a marvelous job over the last year warning you that grid stuff was coming. And here, as we approach December, remember, the grid stuff started happening, the beta tests. And are you ready? Because you may have to scavenge for water. So that's why we offer the best water filtration there is, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. It's got a great discount. It's number one. They published their research at waterwithdave.com. And we highly encourage you to get prepped in food and water. And then finally, this is a big finally. When we suffer, can we suffer in some comfort? The Lindell people, as you know, contacted me and said, how would you like to offer great savings to your audience? They support our efforts. And absolutely. Glad to do it. At least 50% off. At least. Like with the slippers, oh my gosh, they're over $90 retail, and now they're going for under $28. Yeah, check it out. Check it out. MyPillow.com/Hodges. Coupon code Hodges for all those discounts. So mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And don't forget, look up our merch store, DaveHodgesMerch.com and Dave10, and it's got all our sayings on it. And by the way, I'm soliciting from our audience new sayings that we can put on our merchandise. You know, we got the Can't Dodge the Hodge, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Drop me a line, DaveHodgesTheCommonSenseShow.com. Make your suggestion, but please don't make it pornographic because sometimes my wife reads the emails. All right, so we got Doug with us, and what we're going to cover today are the Council on Foreign Relations, boo, hiss, hiss. We're going to cover their top 10 list, and Doug and I got the knives out, and we're going to do some carving. Doug, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I can't wait to see what 2023 looks like. You know, I'm a bit of a negative Nancy at times, but I think you and I have—I don't want to say the word predicted—but we have been able to prove through our proofreading of the signs and the times that bad things are coming, and it's not slowing down, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think that makes us pessimistic when we say that. That's just reality speaking. So what I have is the top 10 most significant world events from the Council on Foreign Relations, the New World Order itself. So we're going to go through the top 10 lists.
We're going to
Me
start
and
with
Dave are
number
going to
10
give our
first.
comments. Yeah, let's start here with 10.
Okay.
Turmoil rocks British politics. It is never good when a prime minister's tenure is measured in Scaramucci's, but that was the United Kingdom situation in 2022. The country, whose empire once spanned the globe, had three prime ministers in just 2 months and also lost the world's longest reigning monarch. The proximate cause for the turmoil at 10 Downing Street was more than 50 members of Boris Johnson's government resigning in July to protest the seemingly endless parade of scandals on his watch. He agreed to resign and was succeeded by Liz Truss. She lasted just 45 days, the shortest tenure of any British prime minister in history. Liz Truss also holds the distinction of being the last prime minister that Queen Elizabeth II asked to form a government. Liz
Sorry,
Truss won
Queen.
the job, and she won a job in the internal Conservative Party election. Let me see. She sealed her doom when she immediately started slashing taxes. How dare her? The move sent the value of the British pound plummeting, and Rishi Sunak, who helped engineer Johnson's downfall, got the honor of trying to pick up the pieces as Britain's first prime minister of color. He faces daunting headwinds. Britain looks to be in a recession with inflation running at 15%, and also the skyrocketing energy prices from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The bigger problem and broader cause for Britain's turmoil is that Brexit has not produced the economic bonanza that proponents promised. And now the remainers are saying, I told you so.
Yeah, I think we can kind of. We're getting some echo in the
Getting
background
some
there.
echo in the background there.
Not sure what's causing
Not
that.
sure what's causing that.
The gremlins are out.
The gremlins are out.
Do you hear that, Doug?
Always. No, nothing on my end.
I don't know why I'm getting this on my end. Let me here try to make one adjustment here. We don't usually have these problems on the radio, and it's usually on the TV end. Okay, am I coming through okay? Okay, and I'm not hearing that anymore. Okay, my adjustment worked. All right, the problem with Liz Truss is she lost trust. No pun intended. She said one thing and did another. She was a typical politician. Tell the people what they want to hear, tell your colleagues what they want to hear, and they go do what you want. And she didn't have the power base to get away with it. I think it's a really simple issue. And Queen Elizabeth was near death, so I don't know how cognitively coherent she was. I think it was a terrible choice. But here's the thing. It's a lot more important to the Council on Foreign Relations than it is to me. And I'm being very serious. Britain is already lost. Liz Truss had nothing to do with it. There are lockdown laws. There are First Amendment that don't have violation laws. Can't like that one lady. She's standing in front of an abortion clinic, not saying a word, and they arrest her because they thought she was praying. I mean, that's the UK. It is. Okay, so let's go to number nine and let's try to save the most time for the juicy items.
Thank you.
Well, I see that as a here we go again with the reverberation. Well, okay. Okay, I see this as a matter of colonization by China. And I see it from Pakistan's point of view. They can ride that crest for a while and be better than they were, but at the end of the day, they'll end up like all Belt and Road states, broke and in debt to China. And China controls their resources, and China controls their government. So I don't think they're, but I think it's a short-term gain for long-term pain. That's how I would look at it for Pakistan. With India, I don't see them capitulating. The cultures are too different. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Council on Foreign Relations is again overreacting to that issue. Well, that brings control to Russia. Yeah, I agree with that. Russia doesn't go beyond regional imperialism. They've got their butt kicked every time they've done it. Yeah. Well, the bottom line is the final war, if things go as they are, will be between Russia and China, and whoever lines up with them, and that'll be for control of the world policeman status. And I think that's obviously well planned by the World Economic Forum. Pakistan has no chance to become a dominant power. India doesn't have the ability to project military power on a global scale. They have nukes, and that's as far as it goes. So China will be the winner in that region. So as I think this through again, I don't see India giving up their control, but they could very easily find themselves in a much secondary status to China. Okay. It's over-exaggerated, yes, but it's under-exaggerated on the other part. Here's the difference. Yemen is not likely to get us into a nuclear war. Ukraine could. Yeah, listen, war is always devastating. If I'm not mistaken, 4 million Vietnamese died, and probably 90% of those people were no part of the conflict. It's a tragedy whenever this happens. Putin was wrong to do what he did, and here's what the CFR is missing. Joe Biden is a 50% contributor. If Joe Biden would have said, no, we don't have any plans to invite Ukraine into NATO, he could have taken away Putin's leverage, his reason for being upset, and Biden antagonized the conflict to happen. You do this and we're coming after you. Remember when he slipped up and said, regime change, regime change, and then the White House walked it back. And then just the other night, Lindsey Graham, total rhino, corrupt senator, he even called for regime change. So what would you do if you were Putin? I do that. I probably would have done the same thing. We will. It's coming. Here, let me, before you go on, let me respond to that, and I agree with you. And I'm going to expand a little bit on that point you just made. This war is being directed by the banking interests, banking cartel in Europe, the Rothschilds and the remnants of the Rockefeller industries. That's who wants this war. They profit from it. Okay, and it carries over into the American military industrial complex with a lot of overlap. Their agent for administration is the World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum has even said things like, we need a major mass extinction event. Too many people on the planet. I can't believe they even said it, but they did. Harari was the one that said it, number two guy. So what we have here is the Western nations, Europeans, America, they would sacrifice their people to achieve this goal. Now, they're disguising it as, oh, this is all about climate change, taking away your energy. Okay, that's one sacrifice that's being put on the people. And people are going to die because of these energy policies. But the biggest thing with war, hey, the World Economic Forum wants a major mass extinction event. So they want a world war. So Biden is their, can I say this? Biden is their itch with a B. But he is. That's exactly who he is. He's owned by these people. And as long as he does what China says and what the WEF says, he and Hunter don't get exposed. And so this is the leverage they have, Doug, and this is why the world's in the position it's in. The WEF wants a major war. We will have a major war. The decision that you and I are going to have to make is, are we going to let our children be drafted? And I say no and hell no. Well, then I guess we have to fight. Whoever's trying to take my children. Yeah. We're already there. I was actually thinking about this in a galactic sense, and I know this sounds kind of silly, but bear with me. I was thinking about what Michio Kaku said. He said, we have less than a 5% chance of surviving our uranium situation, in other words, nuclear war, and that we'll bomb ourselves back into a stone age. That's his belief. And he said, the nations that do it eliminate the factions that will go to war with each other. They kind of live by the old Hopi proverb, there's no tree so foolish as to have branches fight among themselves. And I listen, I'm not advocating for this crap, but Michio Kaku might have a point. He is for freedom, but he says totalitarianism probably is what enables many systems around the universe to survive because they eliminate the internal conflict that would destroy them during their uranium period. What do you think of that? There you go, exactly. Enough said. Enough said. What number are we on? Yes. Yeah, this is really pretty simple. In fact, I'm actually interviewing Sam Arnold on this in a day or two. Brazil's on the edge of civil war. Their military has declared dominion in China to have stolen election. There is the transfer of power going on, but the military says they're not recognizing it. Peru has already replaced their corrupt leader, and a stolen election was part of it. He was a communist. Chile has problems. Argentina has house arrested their vice president, and the president is under investigation, and they're hardcore communists. So what I'm which so when you said that, are they turning leftist? Yes and no. The leftist move is there. China's involved in all of these issues, particularly in Brazil. But at the end of the day, the people are pushing back. Because it's not the news they want out. Very simple. Hear no evil, see no evil. We have our hand in everything. Who knows where that 60% missing Pentagon money has gone? 60% of their budget missing. They have failed five audits. Why hasn't somebody been court-martialed? We don't have law and order anymore. I think it's going to accelerate. So, yeah. It's going to cross national boundaries too. However, the big however is this. You would have to have administrative cooperation to carry out an operation like that. And I believe Biden is serving the side that wants America to fail. The WEF. He will prevent that from happening. Is that's Operation Nitro Zeus, right? You remember when I talked to that Nitro Zeus guy, person who was active, and those are exactly the figures he said. And I thought that's almost a suicide mission, but here's the deal. Biden is keeping open borders at any cost, and we have fentanyl killing record number of Americans, and he doesn't care. He serves China, and China's the source of the fentanyl. Biden is going to do what it takes to bring this country down. The only thing, and I said this in the opening, he has done of a positive nature is those pardons he recently gave lesser convicted drug users. What, 44 years for possession of pot? That person should have been pardoned. But aside from that, he will do nothing for America. He is your enemy, people. He wants your destruction. You take away energy from an energy-producing nation, and you call that leadership? Oh, it's climate change. Show me the flipping data. There is none. We're just accepting what they say at face value with no scientific proof. Right, let's go on to the next one. Go ahead. Well, Maybe. We're going to have a lockdown, whether it's real, based on reality or not, because a lockdown is how you control people, how you destroy economies and take away rights. And this is what they need to do to install the new world order. They are to a point where people are rebelling in record numbers to the totalitarianism, as we mentioned. They need to shift gears. A world war will do just fine. That's one method. A lockdown that becomes like China lockdown, that's next. They could do a combination of things or just one thing, but they are clearly laying the path for another lockdown. Absolutely, positively. I mean, look at the ads. You want a barometer? Look at the ads. Oh, watch out for COVID. Take your vaccination. What is it? 7,500 vaccination injuries per day now, and we're supposed to line up, roll up our sleeve. They have ignored everything about vaccine injury. Everything. Because they, and I'll tell you this too, Doug, this is my conspiracy theory. What have they done differently with the vaccines? Children need to be vaccinated. Well, since we know the vaccines can be deadly, couldn't they just say, hey, look, the virus is here. Look at all these dead kids. When really, in effect, it's the vaccines we're giving the kids that are healthy. But you know, they've skipped certain segments of the population. I've come to believe there's different batches. Some are deadly, some are kind of deadly, some are fairly benign. And I think to high-profile athletes like, Major League Baseball and so on, you don't see all these reactions. You see them in the general population. So I think when the leagues, in Hollywood mandated certain things, I think they got the benign vaccines. I think the general population got the loaded vaccines. Because that's what I'm seeing with regard to the response to negative vaccines. And VAERS has stopped counting. Can you believe that? They've stopped counting. They're making Pfizer a lot of money. Yeah, Australia is launching an investigation right now that Pfizer bribed the top Australian health officials to get the effects they wanted so they could make more money. Is it true? Probably. Okay, what number are we on? Okay. Because of interconnected currencies and business dealings. Stock markets are somewhat connected. That's why people play their arbitrages. Yeah, I can see it happening. The bottom line is we just passed a 1.7 trillion omnibus bill, as I like to call it, and the Republicans were a big factor. So when I say the Republican leadership has sold us out, there you go, 1.7 trillion. Oh, but they assured us it wasn't inflationary. Right. Okay, what's next? Next. Okay, I'm kidding, but over what period of time? There's no data. There's no flipping data. Listen, they're putting the bulls in the ships. They're putting the bulls in the ships, and all we have is bullship. We have no meteorological patterns that are being violated. They never talk about this. Oh, it's a 3-year low. It's a 10-year low. That's not how you measure climatic change. And the climate's going to change anyway. One volcanic explosion erases all of the carbon we put out. I mean, it's bigger. Well, AOC doesn't have 12 brain cells left. But when we take a look at, like Paul Ehrlichman, the population bomb. Oh, we're going to be overcrowded. We're running out of oil by 1990. This is what we heard in the 70s gas lines. We're running out of oil. We won't have any oil. Thank you. That's why we have to ban it, because there's so little of it. This is all bull crap. Climate change is nothing about. See, here's the thing. The world's economy is based on energy. If you limit energy and control energy, you control countries. Doesn't matter who their ruler is, doesn't matter what the Constitution says, you control the country, and this is what climate change is all about. It's the greatest deception. It will go down as the second greatest deception in history. The first will be the Antichrist. Okay, what's the next one? and they're crossing our border. No, I'm not talking that end of it. I know what you're saying. But we're letting them into our country. We have 150 nations that are crossing our southern border. You know, back in the 60s, the people used to chant in the 1968 Democratic Convention when they beat up the college kids protesting, they were chanting, "The whole world's watching, the whole world's watching." Today, we could be chanting, "The whole world's coming, the whole world's coming." That's where we're at. Okay. It's more of just the same nonsense, intimidation. They're still flying sorties over Taiwan. North Korea is still putting drones over Seoul, so that's still going on. So it's just ongoing. To me, I think they're beta testing defense reaction in preparation for war. Whoop. Hey, I lost my mic for a second. Are you with me? Okay, let me answer your question. It's more of the same. They're still beta testing Taiwan's reactions by flying sorties, and North Korea is still tantalizing with South Korea. Vietnam's being harassed on the open seas by China. So it's more of the same, but I look at this much like probing. In that the probing is taking place in preparation for war. They're checking defense response capabilities. And I think also, too, China is going to push the needle as far as they can until America decides to get involved. And I think China's testing America's resolve. And I don't think they have much to worry about because Joe will help them. He'll go over there and load their guns for them. Yeah. Okay, I heard you. Yeah, I know, I saw that. But you have to understand, Nancy flies her own flag every day. She is who she is. Her flag is Jim Beam. And the Secret Service has to drive her home frequently. So they are what they are. We are being governed by political. Excuse me. You can tell I'm still fighting this stuff. We're being governed by political prostitutes. And that's all. They walk out down the halls of Congress with their hands out. And their mission is to screw America out of all their money. And to do that, you got to take away all their freedoms. And the WEF wants depopulation because that's what the Satanists want on this planet. And this is what we face. This is what we go into the new. If people understood what I stood, there would be revolutions all over this planet right now. It'd be Karl Marx, workers of the world unite. But this time he'd be right. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. The average person thinks this is just a bad dream. It's going to blow over. It'll be okay. The only thing blowing over are your liberties and potentially your survival because they will use food and water to control you. And they're going to sacrifice your kids on the altar of military-industrial complex profits in Ukraine. That's what you have to look forward to, folks, and that's the price of inaction. And this is why we're trying to sound the alarm, and we hope that you'll help us in doing that so we can rise up because Biden's going to keep doing what Biden does until we stop him. Doug, we're flat out of time. We got to scoot, but thanks a lot for this. Welcome to the new year, ladies and gentlemen. Doug, thank you.